The Braves have won 6 of their last 7 since last Thursday. The Marlins have lost, well, they're 3-5 since last Thursday. So the two meet, and then we go into the final two games of the series, and the Braves have the Marlins right where they want them, and this is the time to capitalize. Hello, everybody. Welcome in Braves Today. I am Ben, and it is brought to you by Plains Coffee. Be sure to go to plainscoffee.com for more information. You can use the promo code Braves. Get your 10% off just by going to plainscoffee.com. They will roast those beans as soon as you make your order. They will ship them to your front door, and if you don't like coffee, they've got tea as well. Again, plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, your 10% off. We talked about the Braves and their record over the last 7 games. They are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. Let's walk through it in the first couple of games that have taken place with the Marlins and Braves with a couple of different heroes, one of which is Orlando Arcia, who is by far the hottest Brave, could be one of the hottest players in baseball right now, helping with that 6th win in the last 7 outings. Now just 5.5 back as the Phillies are on the West Coast taking on Seattle. So scores won't be in till a little bit later on. Let's start with game one of the series where, of course, the Marlins got runs early. They did the exact same thing against the Braves on the Friday night series as well. Riley and Olsen go deep in the first, jump up 3-1, and of course, 21 homers in the last 7 games. 7 home runs in 12 innings. Unbelievable. That stat changes again whenever we get into game 2. Arcia, 12-game hit streak, now a 13-game hit streak after you go through games 1 and 2, and is batting close to .350 over the last 16 days. Longest streak of his career with that 13-game streak. Arcia also in post-game yesterday says he just enjoys going out and being a part of the game and being a key to the success. On his approach to the plate, said he's not really thinking about any sort of streak. He's just wanting to help win in any way he possibly can. You see that in game 2 with the excitement that he has with the insurance run that he provides in the 8th inning. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Playing behind Morton as he did with the old man just yesterday, just wanted to do his job, help Charlie and the entire staff get any win that they possibly can. As for Charlie Morton, 14th batter of the year. He hit his 14th batter of the year. That's 182 total, which by far leads the league as well. Ended up with 6 innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, only a run, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Morton grinded the entire time, had allowed a base runner pretty much per inning. And Morton also wanted to use his four-seam a little bit more when they talked to him post-game, and he said he just got to where he couldn't really control it, and then they started picking up, hitting it. Said he felt good with most of the game as far as going all the way back to New York, but he gave up 5 runs there too. First inning, big for him because they ended up getting out of it after a couple of runners reached in game 1 and just a couple of pitches, he said, that have cost him. So on Soler and Jackson, welcome back. Even the vibes in the building, as they said, and in the clubhouse. Soler, great dude, said, I love to watch him play. Luke just coming into how good he can be this year, and they did so. Soler was over. We'll get to him momentarily. That changed as far as tonight is concerned. But Jackson did have an outing and actually had a pretty good showing with a couple of Ks. Braves now 47-2 when leading after 7 and for the bullpen, and that has sub 3 ERA does the bullpen at 2.97. However, I think the news of game 1 of the night, they talked about Chipper, Smoltz, Glavine, Frenchie all going to be in the booth next series. And it is official against the Brewers. There is no McCann, and they said it was for good reason. Did Smoltzy, whenever he was on the broadcast, he said because McCann wasn't really following instructions. I don't know if that was shade or actually true. Probably a little bit of both. Expect a little more structure, they said, this time around, but expect a lot of video from the past and stories that we may not have heard thus far, although I find that hard to believe for all of us Braves fans that have seen every sort of documentary, one-on-one, and everything else you could ever expect. Then we move on to game 2, which did not look good for the Braves as they got started early as far as runs were concerned. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and talk about Plains Coffee. If you guys will go on over to plainscoffee.com and learn more about what all's taking place with Plains, because you can get teas shipped to your house, as well as some of those coffees, and they're flavored coffees too, some of them, or you can just get regular coffee. So be sure to go and check them out, plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves, get your 10% off. Again, six of their last seven. And then we get into game two and expecting big things out of Schwellenbach as the athleticism was shown. Big comebacker that came to him. Plus, he had to make a play at first when Olsen was pulled off the bag in order for put out a ground ball. But Schwellenbach rudely greeted in the first, got a two-run home run is what he gave up. First time he's given up a run in the first inning since he has made it to the bigs. I didn't realize that. For some reason, I thought he had a kind of a poor outing earlier in the season, but that was not true. It's the first time he's given up a first inning run. Granted, it's only been a few starts, and then he got touched up again in the third. Yet the guy that everybody wanted at the trade deadline. We talked about that with Lindsay last time around. AA not willing to talk about it. Even Glavin made a point during the game tonight. He said he probably hung up on him after he started laughing at him. Only player to have 70 strikeouts in this amount of games slash innings slash appearances that he's played in Major League Baseball. Schwellenbach also is the only MLB rookie in the modern era to strike out 8-plus batters with a without a walk in three consecutive starts, and he's the only rookie in the modern era with 25-plus strikeouts and no walks in a three-start span. As far as Schwellenbach is concerned, and some of the line, or the line on him and some of the numbers that took place is he ended up seven innings pitch, six hits, three runs, had zero walks, as we talked about, 10 Ks, which I was really worried about. And, of course, he gave up the two home runs. So in his five starts that he's had a 2.45 ERA with 38 Ks and only one walk in 33 innings. This is from a position player. This is from a guy that was a shortstop that then was asked to be a closer. So 38 Ks, one walk, 33 innings. As Tom Glavin said during the broadcast, he said that he would have begged for those numbers his entire first year, not just the first few games and five starts, as a matter of fact. And he has a 3.27 ERA in the last nine of his 11 career starts as the Braves come back from a 3-0 deficit, getting three runs in the eighth inning, which proved to be pivotal for the Bravos. So get into that a little bit. Enter Orlando Arcia. Hit streak extended, 13 games. We talked about that. Had a bomb to right center in the bottom of the fifth and is the first hit for the Braves since the fourth inning in game one. So they went nine innings without getting a hit against the putrid Marlins. Yeah, I know we jumped on them early in game one. However, we kind of got doused with some water by the fourth. 22 home runs over the last eight games for Atlanta, who lead all of baseball since June 1. Who had that on their card, on their punch ticket? Duvall continues to struggle as he had another K in the bottom of the seventh and then did nothing, you know, late in the game as he was put in to pinch hit. With that said, Murphy also seems to be in a little bit of a funk. I don't know what we're going to do to get him out of that. However, Ozuna, can always count on him, just misses it off the end of the bat, but a sack fly for the go-ahead run and winning run. Arcia adds insurance. This is where it got real fun to watch Orlando Arcia because of his antics out of the box and pointing to the dugout. Seems like he's having a good time again. You're seeing the smile come back. That was one thing that got mentioned in game one. Glavin said he's not seeing him smile anymore. He said that affects his play, he thinks. He said he's one of those guys that seem, and I don't know if that's because he's missing his running mate that's out there at second base. As Ozzie's not out there, but it seemed like he's been playing a little bit more loose over the last six or seven games. And, of course, his statistics have shown it because he's batting near 350 since mid-July. So he's definitely stays hot. And in post-game, he says that he's going to just keep doing the same thing every day, hoping to get the same results as far as Soler being back in the building, who Soler also had a hit tonight, his first hit. He was 0 of 8. I didn't realize that. He has had a few walks, but I had even asked you in the Discord, I said, am I reading this wrong? Is he still hitless as a Brave? And with that said, he steps up there, and he ends up getting a single, and then they pinch run for him after that. On Schwellenbach, he said, no matter what happens, that guy works hard, and he has shown that since he's been up with us. This was according to RC in the post game. So Noah Iglesias for game two. I know the guys that listen to the podcast are going to be glad I said that. Actually, I'm the one that is glad he's not pitched, but that's more of a shtick now than anything else. Jimenez gets that nod and got into a little bit of trouble, but ends up closing it out. 5-3 final. Vibes have changed, y'all. The way this team's playing right now, it seems like it is very familiar with what we saw just a couple of years ago. The Braves seem to be hot. Here's my thing is, with that being said, what the Braves need to do, I would love to see the sweep over the Marlins. I don't know that that's going to happen. I think they're going to have a trip up because it seems to going back to the streaky bats. But Saturday and Sunday, it would be awesome if we could see a big sweep for the Braves versus the Marlins going into the Milwaukee series. Of course, we've got the booth coming up next week. And looking at that Braves schedule, I mean, now is the time to pounce over the next couple of weeks. I mean, you know, coming out of New York and Milwaukee, you got Miami, who is – putrid right now. Miami, I think their record now drops to, if I'm not mistaken, let's see, 40-70. So the Braves right now need to take advantage of a poor team like them. And so taking on the Marlins on Saturday and Sunday, and then the Brewers come to town, and then take on the Rockies. But then it gets tough again. Take on San Francisco, but then get a chance to get some back, even though they're going to be on the West Coast, as they're going to be playing the Angels, and we'll get to see Ron Washington and EY as well in the dugout on the other side. So I would love to see sweep. I still don't see it happening. I still see them losing either Saturday or Sunday. But final 5-3, get the first two games of the series to come from behind, win after being down 3-0, not having a hit in 9 full innings before Arcia is the one that pulls the cap off of that. Absolutely awesome. Be sure to go to plainscoffee.com and get your coffee today. You can get it roasted right when you make that order, and they will ship it to your front door. Promo code Braves, get your 10% off. No Lindsay tonight, but be sure to go to bravestoday.com and get the recaps of what all take place, as well as some possible features that the guys have been working on. Again, that is bravestoday.com. I'm Ben Taylor. Sorry, no Lindsay. We'll get him back before the weekend's all said and done with. We'll probably recap the series on Sunday afternoon. You've been listening to Braves Today, and go to bravestoday.com for more information.